The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So, hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is Restrictor Plate Racing at Daytona from a NASCAR Fan's View. Well, it's that time again. You know, restrictor plates, high banks, and pack racing at the Daytona International Speedway. Well, at least that's what this fan would like to see. And of course, they're running under the lights once again this weekend. I have to admit, I like the old days when no one thought about these things called restrictor plates. It was all about speed, horsepower, and handling at the high banks of Daytona, along with a thing called drafting. Now, things are completely different, and yet very much the same. They still have to have maximum horsepower, even with the restrictor plates. Handling is probably more important than it ever was, and they still run in packs and do the drafting thing. Of course, repaving the track hasn't hurt performance at all at the Super Speedway. Another thing I want to admit is that I don't really like the two-car tandem drafting, and I am glad NASCAR made changes to the rules, at least on the Cup side, that has reinstated side-by-side, bumper-to-bumper pack racing, 2 and 3 wide, at around 200 miles per hour. After watching the nationwide race with the two-car tandems Friday night, I was once again reminded just how much I'm glad we don't see the 400 to 500 miles of it anymore. Sure, it does still have its place, and is still used by the drivers at times, but for the most part in the Cup Series, it is used sparingly. Although there are times when one of these races has its humdrum moments, for the most part, watching the best drivers in the world run bumper to bumper and door handle to door handle is much more exciting than the other alternatives. I remember those Saturday nights at our local tracks when the cars were lined up just right and we would run lap after lap in a tight pack and no one could seem to get an advantage to pass. Those are some of the most exciting and stressful races I ever remember. In fact, they are some of the races I remember the most. Yes, they may have been stressful, and the adrenaline may have been flowing in overdrive, but it was still a sight to behold. Perhaps that is why I like watching the Cup cars do what they do at Daytona and Talladega so much, especially since they don't run in those two-car drafts that much anymore. There is just something about pack racing, and this fan is glad it's back, at least in its present form. Well, the Fords and the Toyotas look really fast in practice and qualifying. In fact, when it came down to qualifying, I was beginning to wonder if there would be any Chevys in the top 10. Of course, 3 Chevys did make it into the top 10, but this fan was more impressed by the JGR and the MWR Toyotas. Kyle Busch did take the pole, with his teammate Matt Kenseth joining him on the front row. Clint Bowyer qualified 3rd, and his teammate Martin Truex Jr. qualified 5th. On any other weekend, that would speak pretty loudly of those 4 drivers, and it does make a statement for tonight's race. The problem as I see it is that this is a restrictor plate race, and where a driver qualifies doesn't necessarily translate into a trip to victory lane. From this fan's view, and I know many others will agree with me, anyone can win, as was proven at the last restrictor plate race at Talladega. If you ask the drivers, they will say they want to qualify at or near the front, but when they end up in the middle to the back of the pack, it doesn't seem to bother them all that much. Of course, it does affect where they end up in the pits, and that may, and I stress the word may, affect track position when they do have to stop for fuel and tires. One thing to keep in mind for tonight is this is a summer night in Florida, and the humidity is generally high, along with the stress levels of the drivers. Their adrenaline will be flowing because of the tight racing, and though some may disagree, they will have to concentrate more in a restrictor plate race than in a regular one. One little slip in concentration could cause a major disaster for a bunch of cars from the resulting big one, and it could completely change the outcome of the race. I don't know about you, but from this fan's view, a restrictor plate race is one I particularly like to watch from beginning to end. That doesn't mean I don't watch the others in the same way, but it does mean if you walk away from a plate race for just a minute or two, when you get back, everything might have changed. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Theme. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Theme royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.